Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are continuing on with the socially distant show. Kennedy and Annie at the South Shore Annex of the program this morning down in Quincy in Kennedy's living room. The puppies are there. They're quiet. Are they already on second nap?
Well, we're getting there, but...
Mixed napping.
But what makes it better is that everybody's getting along now, so I can leave them all out in the living room instead of just keeping them penned up in their little enclosure, which makes them bark because they feel left out. Mm-hmm.
Did Elvis cave?
He did. Dan, it usually takes about 3 days. This has been a full-on week, but it looks like we're all one happy family right now, just in time for them to go to their forever homes.
And then Dan is back in the studio, and of course, I'm sitting in my wife's office at my house in Charlestown. So how was your weekend, Kennedy? What'd you do around the house?
It was good. I'm going to tell you that I have... Every Sunday, my sisters and I have a Skype session together, just check in, see how everybody's doing, which is really nice because I never did this before. But I was telling them how I kind of lost track of time this weekend because I was following the puppies' schedules. If they went down, I went down.
Right.
And Jessica goes, my sister, she goes, it's like you have babies.
Really? Because if they're taking a nap at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, then
that's
so
when you're taking
a nap.
I'm
telling you, between like Saturday and Sunday, I did a time shift. Like, I was awake from midnight till 5 in the morning, but then I was asleep from 5 until 10. Like, it was a complete time shift. By the time Sunday came, I made a steak dinner, Carson, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon because I thought it was supposed to be eating dinner. But I cooked. That's the news. There's the news.
Yeah, that's the best
part. I cooked in my kitchen.
I saw something. Somebody sent it to me. I'll share it with you real quick. It says, for those of you who lost track, today is Blur's Day, the 14th of April, May.
Pretty much.
And that's
March
kind of
2020
how
it... is the month that would never happen in April, I guess, now too.
Right, yeah.
Someone was like, in history classes in the future, they're going to say, okay, and now turn your pages to 2021. We don't talk about 2020. Yeah.
I said it to my girlfriend yesterday. I was like, I can't tell if this was the longest or shortest weekend of my life.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Like, I don't know what I feel anymore, Dan. I don't know what... Do I have feelings? Are they still there?
I felt like it was Sunday 2 days, 2 seconds ago.
It
was crazy.
I tried to social distance from the news this weekend, which I haven't done a lot of. Just I've probably, you know, watched too much of it. And
you
so,
do. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this
good
weekend.
Good for you.
Yeah. I didn't catch the news at all until really last night. I started just, you know, to go read and catch up on everything for the show this morning. But I pretty much stayed away from news all weekend.
Good. And don't we you watched, feel better?
Oh,
it
my
helps.
Gosh.
It really does help your brain.
It does. And Lana said this. We need to find some, like, feel-good things to do. So I dove a little bit deeper into guitar. I subscribed to an app, you know, where you can take lessons. It kind of pushes me to do a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And then we watch some feel good stuff on TV.
Yep.
We watch this movie called Blinded by the Light, and it's based on this author who was a writer. He was from Pakistan, and he was a diehard Bruce Springsteen fan. And
I think that's why I didn't watch it, because of the Bruce Springsteen correlation there.
You're not a Bruce guy?
Not the hugest one.
What do you have against The Boss?
Yeah, it is, and it's not just Bruce Springsteen music. It's set, the kid is like maybe a senior in high school or freshman in college in 1987.
Oh,
which
there we
is
go.
Just
right in my wheelhouse.
So all the music, there's a lot, and it's set in England, so there's like a lot of Pet Shop Boys in there and stuff like that, and just all of the fashion, and I just walked away from that movie going, it like filled my soul. It kind of reminded me of, there was another movie, Kennedy, that I was telling you about that I can't think of it. But yeah, you just need one of those movies.
See,
in
it's
your
so much
life
better than watching Contagion, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Although we did watch Train to to Busan.
Oh, that's so good.
Oh, that is an incredible movie.
I mean, it's not going to lift your soul up, but it's really good.
Yeah,
it's a zombie apocalypse.
It's a zombie apocalypse
okay,
movie for
out.
Sure.
Yeah,
but it really wasn't about a contagion type deal. It was just about this dad and his daughter, and it was just a fantastic movie. After seeing what was that movie, Andy, that you just watched that won the Academy Award this year?
Oh, Parasite.
Oh, Bombshell.
Yeah, Parasite.
Bombshell.
Oh, no, Parasite. Parasite. Sorry. So Annie had just watched Parasite last week, and so I was thinking about other movies like that, and Train to Busan is one of those movies. So,
it's really good.
Yeah, it was really good. So how about you, Annie? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I got up on Saturday morning. I'm trying to stay on the same running schedule, not as many miles, obviously, because I don't really have to, which is nice. Like, some days I get up and I'm like, okay, maybe I'll run a little bit longer. But then if I don't feel like it, I don't feel like it.
There you go.
And it is so windy on Wally Beach because, well, and there's nobody there. So it's so creepy. It was so like dark and gray, but that felt good. And I watched How to Train Your Dragon.
Oh, that's
I've never
a good
seen
one.
That movie before.
One or
and
two.
I just, one, the first one.
Oh, the second one's just as good.
I'm so excited. Now I want to watch all of them.
I think there's a third one, too.
There is.
Yeah,
that's the
all
best
really
part.
Good.
I need to find cartoon ones that have multiple movies.
Andy, let me tell you, Onward just got released on Disney Plus.
Oh, we watched that
I saw
one
it
too,
on
Dan.
The I saw it in the
Fire.
Theater, Dan.
We watched it. That was
that
so
was one
good.
Of Annie's last times that she was outside.
My wife
I'll never
didn't
forget.
Like it, Dan. Dan, Lana didn't like it.
Oh, well, you should
you
divorce
kidding?
Her for sure.
I
Does
know.
She have no heart?
I'm just saying, that movie was so good. I didn't
The movie
get it.
Is beautiful.
You know what the problem is with Onward, though? I think for her, there was no love story in there, really. You know what I mean? Like,
but
no
it's more important.
It's the love of two brothers.
I know, Dan. Thank you. You see me. God, it was so good. What'd you do this weekend, Dan?
Well, my girlfriend, I spent the weekend at her house, and she has zero knowledge of pop culture. And I figured while I have her stuck in the house, this would be a perfect time to teach her some stuff.
Let's go.
So she had never seen a Star Wars, so we watched the original trilogy.
Oh, wow.
She had never seen Shawshank Redemption, so we watched that.
Oh
my God, that's a lot of stuff.
She had never seen Goodfellas, so we watched that.
Okay.
So you picked the longest movies you could possibly find.
Kennedy, we had a lot of time.
I was going to say, 4 hours or nothing.
It's not like we had places to be.
Speaking of pop culture, Kennedy, we played Golden Girls Trivial Pursuit over the weekend too.
Lana was texting me. She goes, "What are the categories or what are the questions? Can you give me a question?" And I'm like, "You mean a question? You mean a category?" She's like, "I'm not sure."
Yeah, she didn't understand the rules of the game. It's a much the Golden Girls version is a much more simplified version of the game. You don't have the pieces and the pot. You know, it's not exactly the same game. It's just more of a card game where you ask each other the questions. And we realized none of us knew anything about the Golden Girls, and it lasted for about 20 minutes, and then we
amazing.
You said I'm out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I don't know if you guys are like this or not, but since we've been spending a lot of time at home, I've just decided to take on every home project possible. No. You already know that I'm obsessed with this old house. So, and I've never really done this stuff. I didn't grow up doing this stuff. We always lived in buildings and we weren't allowed to do any sort of home repair. You had like a maintenance person that did it. You weren't even allowed to change the oil in your own car because you weren't allowed to get under your car to look at it or anything like that. Some, you know, somebody would complain to the homeowners association. So I have none of that in my
People
blood.
People change their own oil? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I
yeah,
know.
What?
Who does
people
that?
Like to do that?
Nobody.
I do.
You do it, right, Dan?
Yeah, my dad taught me.
Yeah, exactly. Most dads teach most sons.
It's about the only thing I can do with a car, though. Don't get me wrong.
So hard pass. Thank you, Valvoline.
So I think I mentioned this before. I had a couple of holes around the house. I had one that was like probably a 10 by 10 hole in the wall where I'd ripped out a cable thing in the wall. So it's just the plaster had been ripped out and I needed to repair that hole. And I had another one where some curtains fell out of the wall and ripped the curtain rod out of the wall.
Same.
Right? You know what I'm talking about. So I had
totally,
three of those.
Dude.
So I ordered the kits off of Amazon like 2 weeks ago. They finally showed up. I repaired all the kits. And I'm not going to lie. They don't look half bad, Kennedy. I'm about ready to paint now.
Are they, so you spackled over? Did you sand?
I spackled. I didn't have any sandpaper. I'm waiting for the 220 grit to arrive. It
okay,
should
well
arrive.
You have a little ways to go.
I'm getting close, though. I already got the paint.
The sanding is the important part to make
right.
it look like it was never there.
Exactly. But it looks good so far. It's pretty smooth. So I don't
I've rented so much that one thing I can do is spackle.
That's
right.
It.
Do you know what you can use if you live in a crappy place and you know they're not going to check too heavily?
I do.
Toothpaste.
I learned that from Kennedy. Our house is probably about 10 years old now since it was built, and we have this like light in the dining room, and it was just like your standard light from, you know, wherever. And so my wife's been looking at a new one, so she bought a new chandelier, if you will, Kennedy, I think the kids call it.
No, that's not what the kids call it. That's what the grown-ups called it.
It's a Sia song. It's all I know about.
Yes. It's a very fancy chandelier from Wayfair. So it showed up probably a month ago, and it's just been sitting in the closet because, you know, we a friend of ours, an electrician, he said he would come over and take care of it, no problem. And then all of this unfolded, and so it's just been sitting there kind of taunting me in the closet. Every time I go to grab a jacket, there's the box with the light in it going, you can't hang me, you can't hang me. And finally yesterday I said, that's it, I'm going to hang you.
Are you talking to appliances now? Is that what's going on?
Right.
So wait, I'm sorry. You did electrical work in your own home?
I did electrical work. So
what is wrong with you?
Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. I've never had so much fun in my life. Yes. So I had to shut down.
Yeah, it's fun. Just taunting death. It's fine.
Well, I had to shut down power first of all. So now the power box is in the garage, right? So I've got Barrett in the dining room, and I'm flipping. I can't even figure out which light.
Barrett's in the dining room holding a knife, just in case.
Plugged into an outlet.
Stick it in the outlet, son, and see if you get a little buzz.
So I'm like, you know, I'm doing that classic flipping this one. Did that work? No! Did that one work? No!
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Yeah.
You didn't even know which one you had to switch off?
Well,
you have
a
new construction home. Shouldn't they be marked?
It wasn't quite marked the way it should have been. You know, I'm not sure about the contractor that built our house. Yeah.
Good enough.
He's like, yes, that's it. So I finally get the power off, but I did end up shutting off like every appliance in the house. But so I get the power off. I climb up there. I get the old light down. Now there's plaster everywhere because the old light is mounted up into a thing. So now there's stuff all over the floor. And at this point, Lana wants to get involved. We realize that the new light, the new chandelier, part of it is broken. So now she has to get online to order a piece. So she orders the piece, only to realize that I have mismarked the broken piece. It wasn't the right broken piece. It was a different broken piece. So now
Carson,
she has to unorder the broken piece and reorder the right piece. However, I get the light up there. I stripped wires, Kennedy. That was awesome. I haven't done that in a very long time. So I stripped a bunch of wires, get it all capped together, get it hung up there, and go to flip the thing on. And guess what?
What?
It worked perfectly. No problems.
I'm shocked.
The light turned on?
The light turned on.
No way.
And you didn't. And you
didn't believe you.
You didn't leave a hole in the ceiling,
no
a dent in the dining room table.
Nothing.
You didn't shock yourself.
Nothing.
Thank you, Dad.
Nothing. I can't believe it. And so I was so proud of it that my buddy, who's the electrician, and this guy does like big corporate stuff, right?
Yeah.
And so I sent him a picture of like the old light, of me hanging the, like I had Lana chronicle the whole thing. And he's like, yeah, how about next time you don't do electrical stuff with a metal ladder?
Yeah. My brother is a licensed electrician, and I would love to him to go through and see all the ways you skirted death barely to get
exactly
this thing to work.
Yeah, it's probably exactly
things
what
that would have been amazing to have happen. Can we Facebook Live them together?
Right.
Oh!
It works!
I have a chandelier. Of course, I only have one light bulb in the chandelier because we forgot to order light bulbs too.
So you guys are on it.
It's a dimly lit chandelier, but it works.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Well, over the weekend, Rob Gronkowski added another championship to his collection.
Yeah,
he was crowned the WWE's new 24/7 champion. I don't know what that is, but here's what it sounds like.
Wait a minute. It is. It's Rob Gronkowski's up on the perch.
Don't do it.
Oh, my God. Gronk took out everyone. Wait a minute. Gronk is covering Mojo.
Three.
Gronk is the 24/7 champion.
When I first read this, I was like, so what did they do it to? And then I realized it was on a video game. So there's that. And under the WWE rules, Guy Gronk must defend the 24/7 belt at all times, as the hardware can be taken by anyone at any point, anywhere, so long as a WWE referee is present. The report said, I am looking forward to someone trying to take it from him. And I hope there's cameras following him at all times.
Yo soy fiesta.
On, I think it was Sunday, every social media post in regards to sports was wrestling.
Well, that's all there is.
Well, there was nothing else.
I know.
What else are we watching?
Well,
I watched the 2012
Celtic
NCAA
Lakers
game.
Yeah.
Why would I watch that? They lose.
No, not in 2008.
Yeah, no, 2009, but 2008 they win.
Yeah,
they had the Lakers one on.
No, that was the next year. Celtics won in 08. It was awesome. That was the Kevin Garnett. Anything is possible!
I was watching a 2012 college basketball championship yesterday.
Oh, Kentucky-Louisville? Like, wow. That was so good.
Anthony Davis has an infant on Kentucky. Yes. It was a really good time.
Selena Gomez revealed on Friday that she's being diagnosed with bipolar disorder. She shared her story during an appearance on the final episode of Miley Cyrus's Bright Minded Instagram series. Here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I went to one of the best mental hospitals, McLean's Hospital, and I discussed that after years of going through a lot of different things, I realized that I was bipolar. And so when I go to know more information, it actually helps me. It doesn't scare me once I know it.
She asked, you know, why did you decide to talk about it? And she said, I'm from Texas. It's not known to talk about your mental health. You've got to seem cool. And then I see anger build up in teenagers or young adults because they're wanting so badly. I wanted to know everything about it, and it took the fear away. And then celebrities are doing lots and lots of good. Cardi B thanked medical professionals with a massive meal donation. She donated 20,000 bottles of a plant-based vegan meal supplement drink called Owen to New York City hospitals. I don't know if they were happy or not.
This is such a better move for her than complaining about celebrities getting the test. Like, I'm happy
there
to see this, right? She's changed her direction, and this is where celebrities need to be right now. I love it.
Kate Upton and her husband, Justin Verlander, are donating his weekly checks from Major League Baseball. They will give each check to a different charity. In a caption, he said, everyone around the world is affected by this virus, and we hope to contribute to the families and jobs affected, the healthcare workers and first responders on the front lines, and the many others in need of basic necessities, medical supplies, and support at home.
That's nice.
Madonna's giving $1 million to the Gates Philanthropy Partners COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator. That's the one where they're going to find, like, the solution.
Yeah, the vaccines.
Hopefully. And Elton John made this announcement.
Hi, this is Elton. And I'm so pleased to announce that my foundation is launching a new COVID-19 emergency fund today. Our new COVID-19 emergency fund will help frontline partners to prepare for and respond to the pandemic and its effects on HIV prevention and care for the most marginalized communities. We must keep up momentum, or else the results could be disastrous. We are with you. We are thinking of you. We will not leave anyone behind. Head to ejaf.org. to find out more. And thank you.
Amazing.
I love him.
All right, guys, coming up at 7:30, so much to discuss.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about Pink, who announced that she had COVID-19 over the weekend and how she's dealing with that. Plus, a couple of other celebrities had no idea that had it already coming out the other side.
Wow.
And then we've got some serious Tiger King news. Joe Exotic speaking from jail.
Let's My go. Guy.
And we're getting one more episode. I'll tell you everything I know.
Oh, it's Christmas morning.
By the way, Annie, I don't know how you position yourself this morning in Kennedy's living room.
But
the sun this morning is like right. There's like a beam right across your face. You're just like, it looks like you have an Instagram filter on you right now.
Because I'm glowing at all times.
And that's because the sun actually came out today. So, yay!
I don't think you guys understand how excited I am that it's sunny and it's going to be 60 degrees today. I might streak around Squanto. I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay, that just escalated quickly. Annie, how are the roads?
I'm just so happy. I don't care. It's not great anymore.
Snoopaloo.
I'm dealing with one problem on 93 northbound. So there's a garbage truck broken down on 495.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We were talking a couple of weeks ago about food shortages, right? And the supply chain being disrupted during all of this. And it just took me back to my days in the Army and something called the meal ready to eat. Producer Dan, we drop my music, please, real quick while I explain this. Colonel Kennedy, pay attention. Private Annie, are you there and listening? Private Annie, stand
kind
at attention,
of.
Please.
I'm trying.
When an officer speaking to you, stand at attention, please.
There's no kind of in the military.
All right, this is an MRE, soldiers, commonly known as the meal ready to eat. It is a self-contained individual field ration in a lightweight package brought to you by the United States Department of Defense for its service members for use in combat and other field exercise. Here's something you should know about the MRE, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Each meal provides about 1,200 calories. You hear that, soldier? They are intended to be eaten for a maximum of 21 days. That's right. You can't eat them for more than 21 days. We don't know why, but just don't.
I don't think it's good for your body.
Oh. They also have a minimum shelf life of 3 years. That's right. They're basically Twinkies.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, you can drop them from 1,200 feet. Are you ready to taste your MREs, by the way?
Yeah. So what I'll say is that we went and cooked them. So if you missed that, we were on Instagram Live and Facebook Live, which we can save for later. But
that is really nice. The MREs I had back in my day, they did not come with a heating element or anything like that. The package that they were in, you would take that package. Let's say it was spaghetti in the package, and you would just put it in boiling water that you did in your canteen.
Well, I'm sure you do that here, too. It's just a little bit of heating element, one less step. But okay. So mine is a beef patty. Grilled jalapeno pepper jack flavor.
Ooh, spicy.
You got the bougie one, Kennedy.
Caramel colored added.
How much beef is you think in that beef?
I'm going to throw up.
I think she got... Are you sure you didn't get that from Davio's? That's not an MRE.
It's a Trader Joe's MRE.
Do not besmirch the name of Davio's in my presence. And Annie got like vegetable crumble taco meat stuff.
Yep. Do you want yours to go too?
What is it, Annie, again you're eating?
It is vegetarian taco pasta.
Oh, Kennedy took. Kennedy got first pick, huh?
Yeah, is that what happened?
No, Annie got first pick, actually.
All right.
So this is what mine looks like for those of you watching from the Facebook Live.
Yeah, it's on the Mix Facebook.
I don't even want to eat this. I promise.
It looks like dog food. Actually, I think they do.
Annie looks petrified.
Yeah.
I'm so scared.
It's not good. It is not good.
This is what mine looks
like. And it is so spicy.
It's like I'm shaking. It's orange. There's. I'm going to have to throw up.
What's the flavor? Orange.
That chip, Carson.
You'd rather eat the chip.
Oh my god, it's spicy. How is yours, Annie?
So I can see Annie
not
and
that
Kennedy.
Bad.
What?
What? Yours is good, Annie?
It's
Annie's
not
ready
that
to join
bad.
The army. Let's go. Yes, Annie.
I'm gonna throw this out and go get the M&Ms that were in the memory package and just.
Oh, you got
that
some M&Ms? You got the good one.
I got
Kennedy.
M&Ms, Carson. I got orange drink type 2.
Right.
I got salt, pepper, ketchup, mustard.
Did you get the bottle of hot sauce?
I got instant coffee. No, I don't need one because it's all in here.
Ours back in the day used to get the little bottle of Tabasco sauce, which was awesome. That was
it had ketchup and mustard and.
Sometimes you get the caramel squares if you were lucky, and people would trade them. There was a big black market for the MREs.
Kind of tastes like vegetarian chili.
Annie's eating her whole thing and liking it.
I'm legit starving. So.
Kennedy, do you think you could survive on these in the apocalypse?
I'll eat anything, so probably. But I prefer Davio's if we're going to talk about it.
Well, yeah.
I would prefer that.
The other thing, too, is you would get, like, if you were lucky, you get the pack of cheese, which was supposed to...
I got the cheese spread with bacon pits in it.
Yeah,
but I didn't get the crackers.
You're supposed to eat you're supposed to eat the cheese spread because they say that slows down. You know,
right.
When you're out in the field.
There's parts of everything in there that does.
It kind of, you know, clogs things up, if you know what
I
mean.
That's what all the meals ready for you do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely, that
it just
thing.
Helps you if you're going to be outside for long periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Annie's you're welcome, people. We did it just for you.
Annie is slowly devouring her food. I'm so impressed, Annie.
It's honestly bomb.
Kennedy, drop and give me 20.
Drop and give me 20.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So Pink revealed on Instagram this weekend that she's tested positive for coronavirus. She said, 2 weeks ago, my 3-year-old son, Jameson, and I were showing symptoms of COVID-19. Fortunately, our primary care physician had access to tests, and I tested positive. My family was already sheltering at home and continued to do so for the last 2 weeks following the instruction of our doctors. Just a few days ago, we were released and are now thankfully negative. She then called the government's failure to make testing easier an absolute travesty, saying this illness is serious and real, and we must make testing free and more widely accessible to protect our children, our families, our friends, and our communities, and then announced $1 million to support healthcare professionals who are battling on the front lines every day. $500,000 goes to Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund in Philly in honor of my mother, Judy, who worked there for 18 years in the Cardiomyopathy and Heart Transplant Center. Another $500,000 will go to the City of Los Angeles Mayor's Emergency COVID-19 Crisis Fund. So
amazing.
That's how
your money where
pain.
Your mouth is.
Did you
see
this?
You know, Sarah Bareilles had corona, and now she's fine.
Yep.
So she's all healthy.
Did you see the story? Oh, sorry, Kennedy. Did you see the story where people are setting up fake testing tents in, like, parking lots somewhere and charging people to get tested?
Yes, I have. They're doing anything to make money.
I was just like, are you kidding?
They're going door to door saying we can swab your mouth. I mean, yeah.
Right. I had no idea. I saw that story, and I was just like, what is wrong with people?
Close to my heart, Duran Duran bassist John Taylor had the corona.
Mm-hmm.
He's over it.
Love it.
Take that, Rona.
Christopher Cross also tested positive. He said, it's possibly the worst illness I've ever had. We must protect our Yacht Rock pirate at all costs.
Yes. He's sailing past it, Kennedy, if you will.
Oh, that Christopher Cross. All right.
Nothing but smooth waters now.
Yes. He'll take you away to where you ever wanted it, Dan.
Tiger King is the thing that's taken us all away from all of this. It's
really
going on,
brought us all together,
at least for about 9 hours. There will be one more episode of the reality docuseries. I'll get to that in a second. But Joe Exotic has been talking from prison. Netflix tweeted out a video of him saying this:
"I'm done with the Cheryl Baskin saga. It's now time to turn the tables and Joe get out of jail, a free man and exonerated."
So he's hoping to do that.
Exonerated for what?
How many more years does he have on his sentence?
22.
He just got in there. Yeah. Oh, I mean, he just got.
Yeah,
there.
He's got football numbers. He's gonna be away for a while.
Probably be out in like 7 years. If he got 22, he'll get out. You know, you do like a third if you have good behavior.
I don't know.
Yeah,
murder for hire is kind of a big thing, as opposed to just, you know, something else.
Yeah,
but what do
commit,
I know?
He didn't commit the murder. He just attempted to commit the murder. It's not actually murder and attempting murder. Two different.
So also. Jeff Lowe, who you might remember from the show, the one who comes in and tries and fix things, takes other people's
garbage
money, and makes sure that his
the whole show.
Yeah.
His wife goes to the gym after giving birth to their child. He made this announcement.
Netflix is adding one more episode. We'll be on next week.
Next week, yeah.
We're filming here tomorrow.
So, assumingly filming at the new place where they opened up.
You're kidding me.
Just outside of Texas.
I hate this. I hate this.
You know. Everybody, he was the person everybody loves to hate, and he's the only one that's not in jail.
Yeah, but I don't want him making any money. I refuse to watch it. Boycott it, people. Don't watch it. Don't support him on this.
And tell him not to dress like he's going to a motocross rally when he's over 50. Looks stupid.
Right. Well, he already got paid, so.
Right.
Don't watch it, people.
And
I'm
finally,
watch
John,
it for sure.
John Finlay, who's my favorite person to come out of Tiger King, one of Joe's ex-husbands, says that if they get the Hollywood treatment, he wants Channing Tatum or Shia LaBeouf to play him. Those are two completely different
people. I could do a Channing Tatum for him. I love that.
And I want to say that I tried to get an interview with him. I reached out to him. He reached out back to me and said that we have to go through his lawyer and every question has to be vetted. To which I said, Bono didn't ask for that. So have a nice day.
So he got new teeth and then all of a sudden he's fancy.
New teeth, who this?
He looks like somebody sent me a photo of him next to Bautista, like with the new teeth. And it looks like Bautista could play him in the movie.
And we've got a royal update for you.
Oh, yes, please, Kennedy.
And
I've
this is a very big deal. Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday made a televised address to the United Kingdom for only the fifth time in her 68-year reign.
Wow.
The address, which was broadcast on TV, radio, and social media, was made as of the coronavirus gripping our country. And here is what she had to say.
I'm speaking to you at what I know is an increasingly challenging time. I want to thank everyone on the NHS front line, as well as care workers and those carrying out essential roles, who selflessly continue their day-to-day duties. Together we are tackling this disease, and I want to reassure you that if we remain united and resolute, then we will overcome it. We will succeed, and that success will belong to every one of us.
Mm. Well said. The address was made less than a week after Prince Charles came out of self-isolation after he tested positive for the coronavirus. So that... The last time she was on television was when Princess Diana died in 1997.
Was that the last time she did one of these addresses?
Yeah. Yep.
My wife said something I thought was pretty profound about. She's 93, 94 years old, queen, right? It, like, you talk about people being born to do something, like Michael Jordan was born to be a professional basketball player. The Queen of England was born for these moments. She is
molded very heavily by the people around her, but for sure. Just
I disagree with that. I mean, you still have to have that in you, right? Like, you just don't get taught that.
Like the leadership quality, you mean?
Yeah, there's something inside of her.
Well, she's poised, but I feel like that's also...
I mean, there's a lot of other...
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's lots of other royals out there, Kennedy, who failed miserably
at being
leaders. But
they didn't come up when she came up. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I'd have been a dope queen.
Yes, you would have, Dan.
Dope queen?
You're my queen any day.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Mix 104.1, it is Carson and Kennedy practicing good social distancing on the program this morning. Producer Dan is back in the studio. Kennedy and Annie are down in the Sasha annex of the show in Kennedy's living room in Quincy. Elvis is there. The puppies are there.
It's a time.
And then I'm set up in my wife's office here at our home in Charlestown. And, you know, we think it's important to get you some good information. And if you have any questions for Dr. Sal, that's what we're going to do right now. 617-931-1234. But first, we have to play that epic intro, Kennedy.
That's all wrong.
We here at the Carson and Kennedy program try to stay abreast of all the changes in our world and bring that information to you. However, let's be honest, none of us went to medical school, nor did we stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night. Thankfully, we found a professional who did at least one of those things. Please welcome Dr. Sal.
So Dr. Sal is actually a public health doctor. And before we get to the questions, Dr. Sal, so the U.S. Surgeon General said this will be the hardest and saddest for most Americans' lives. This will be our Pearl Harbor moment and a 9/11 moment. And I know you're kind of on the front lines of all of this. So how are you doing every day going to work and seeing what you're seeing?
You know, it is definitely changing every day. Every week, we're seeing the statistics. What we saw on the western side of the country in Washington, and now we're seeing it here. You know, our staff and our teams are resilient. They have courage. They're amazing. You know, we're going to get through this. We're going to make it.
So, what happens? Here's the first question for you. What happens if I've tested positive, and I'm worried about my cat or my dog? We saw this over the weekend. A tiger in New York tested positive for coronavirus.
Justice for tigers in 2020.
Honestly, leave the tigers
alone. Yeah. I know. And it's interesting because I was home on Sunday and my daughter said to me, "Dad, you're the only one who hasn't watched King Tiger or something like that."
Close
and,
enough.
And I said, okay. So I finally watched it. I'm not sure exactly why all of America is watching this.
Because we don't go to work like you do, honey. We have nothing to do.
Exactly.
All right, maybe. So, you know, typically what our consistent response is that we haven't worried about dogs and cats. And I'm not a veterinarian, but we do believe that the coronavirus is actually may not be pathogenic to cats. I can't confirm dogs, but we don't have a lot of CDC related information on pets, other than you know, we haven't seen it surge with issues. I think we would definitely hear it from our veterinarian colleagues.
So for those people that manage essential businesses, and let's say an employee's spouse or family member, roommate, etc., was exposed to someone that has coronavirus, that's tested positive for coronavirus, does that mean that person needs to now self-quarantine for 2 weeks?
If you live with someone that has tested positive, you have a greater exposure than anyone else, mm-hmm. because there's this time frame where, you know, you didn't have symptoms and someone was shedding the virus. And, you know, it brings up a really good point of why is everyone going to wear masks in public? And, you know, the number one way of transmitting the virus is airborne. So someone sneezing, someone coughing. But what do masks really do? Well, if you're in the grocery store and someone sneezes and coughs near you, it'll give you a little bit of defense. But the most important thing the masks are doing, now we're not talking N95 masks, we're talking just regular masks that people are wearing outside now, is it keeps you from putting your hands into your face.
No.
Because if you put your hands near your nose, you're breathing in viral matter. And believe it or not, you can, if you wipe your eyes, that's another entry point. That is the reason why the masks are going out.
There Dr. Sal, go. This has been the most difficult part because I didn't realize how much I touch my face.
All the time.
You know what I mean? And you
just normal.
I'm like, I have to sit on my hands.
So Dr. Right. Sal, there's, you know, a lot of talk about making sure that we're not using up, not taking space in an emergency room for somebody who should, not taking mm-hmm. a test for somebody who should. So at what point should you go get a test? At what point should you go to the emergency room? Is there a fever number that it should be? That sort of a thing.
Yep. Well, it all depends on what you have for a comorbid condition. So if you have an underlying lung disease, you are at greater risk than anyone else for mortality. So you know, historically, we don't want people come to the emergency room because you know, there are very sick people there, but there are signs and symptoms that require medical attention. And the one that is most common that we educate people on is if you have shortness of breath, once you have shortness of breath, you need to call your primary care physician. And they most likely are going to do a telehealth visit with you over the phone or a video, and they'll let you know whether or not to go to the emergency department.
Okay.
It's Carson and Kennedy. We're talking to Dr. Sal. Let's say I've tested positive, and I've heard that I should gargle with Listerine to reduce the viral matter in my throat. Is this true?
Yeah, so this is rampant all over social media. You see this, people gargling with Listerine. So, Listerine, you need to have a 70% alcohol solution to actually kill the virus. And there is belief that Listerine does a really good job. But what people don't realize is unless you live alone, unless you have your own bathroom, when you're gargling, you're aerosolizing. That's the number one way to transmit.
Oh,
so if you gargle and then you aerosolize in your bathroom, and then someone comes in your bathroom and turns the water on and off, you could possibly transmit the virus. So I don't recommend it unless you can really be safe by doing it.
What about rapid testing? It seems like it's arrived in Boston, but it's kind of limited. Is that happening?
It is. We're really excited. It happened for us this past weekend, and it made a huge difference. So the test is it's the Cepheid Gene Expert, and it allows us to take people off of, we call them PUI, persons under investigation. While someone is waiting for their test, we are just going through droves of personal protective equipment, PPE, N95 masks, all that stuff. As soon as we get that result, we can take them off of PUI, and then we don't need to use that type of masks. So what does it mean for the general public? Well, at this time, it's not meant for the general public. We don't have the supplies for it. I think, we hope that it will increase, but those are, manufacturing of it is not something that we can control. But for individuals that are sick and that are in the hospital, or for first responders or medical professionals, we're getting the results back in you can say 45 minutes, but it all depends on, right. Not every hospital has them. We're sharing amongst each other. So it's a big win for us.
This one sounds kind of goofy, but, people are asking questions like this. This is a text from the 857, Dr. Sal. What about ChapStick? You're not supposed to touch your mouth, and ChapStick touches your lips. Silly question, but I have an unhealthy addiction to ChapStick.
Same. I use mine all day.
Huh.
But it's under a cap, and it only touches my lips. Nobody else's.
Right. And although there's new symptoms of GI, it's not like the neurovirus. It's not a GI bug. I would, if you're clean and you're healthy and you think you're negative, you're not going to infect yourself with ChapStick, to the best of our knowledge.
And should you restart your 14 days of self-quarantine every time you leave the house?
No, God, no. You'll never go anywhere.
I was going to say.
once you're quarantined, the way it works, how you get off quarantine really is two ways. Test negative, if you were positive, or what the local Department of Public Health are doing, just because testing wasn't available. And sometimes once you have it, you can carry it for weeks and weeks and weeks. Doesn't necessarily mean that you're shedding the virus, but what LDPH, local Department of Public Health, is saying, if you had symptoms on March 1st, so we'll just make it simple, right? From day 7, so on day, day March 8th, if you're symptom-free and you're feeling fine, add 3 more days of quarantine on that for a total of 10. You should be able to go back out without infecting anyone. At this time, we're asking everyone to wear a mask, but your quarantine would be over after 10 days, but you have to be symptom-free. If you've got, and I'm talking to patients every day, that's my job. I talk to positive patients, and they're negotiating with me. Well, I only have a cough. That's the symptom. My fever's only 101. That's a symptom.
It's not a barter system.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. We're pretty tough on that.
Dr. Sal, we so appreciate you coming on the show and taking these questions again this morning, and we'll have you back on next Monday, okay?
Sounds great. Take care, everyone.
Thank you, Dr. Sal.
Dr. Sal,
bye-bye.
The guy is just a saint. Seriously, he's on the front lines. And he understands everything that is happening with the testing, with the coronavirus and COVID-19. And if you have a question, text it in. And even if we don't get to it today on the air, I can get it to him and I'll get it back to you if we want to work that way as well. 617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.